On the Alama side of things, users are keenly interested in maximizing local deployment capability. One major trend is around large, highly uncensored models, such as Tower Plus, which supports numerous languages and is great for multilingual or translation tasks requiring minimal refusal. Another big discussion point involves making LLMs function like precise command bots for scripting. Users are exploring ways to get the AI to recognize complex intent, like turning on a computer system in various formats, and reply with a specific structured output that external scripts can reliably pick up. In terms of practical coding and tool use, the conversation is heavily focused on agentic coding best practices. While many users experiment with giving models tools like replace string in file, experts caution that current small models struggle significantly with reliable tool calling for complex tasks. They recommend designing agents to generate temporary scripts for execution rather than attempting direct in-file modifications themselves. Separately, there's interest in streamlining model management within Alama, including ways to rename or copy existing local models. Moving over to machine learning research, one fascinating side finding that gained traction is that LLMs seem to develop strong preferences, or priors, when generating names. Researchers found that specific combinations of names often appear together, suggesting unique stylistic signatures tied to particular models like Claude. On a more foundational level, the discussion points toward the need for better open training frameworks. While open weights are crucial, experts argue that researchers need visible and modifiable codebases, not just the final weights, to truly advance open AI research without institutional bias. We also saw technical improvements discussed, such as QuickTalk, a new tokenizer designed to be faster than established industry standards like TikToken, offering substantial speed boosts for tokenization workflows. Lastly, in time series sensor data ML, users are repeatedly confirming that while building the model is relatively easy, the actual bottleneck remains at the beginning stages. Collecting enough real-world, clean data and ensuring those data pipelines are robustly reproducible. In language technology discussions, users are working on highly specialized applications, such as translating sensitive medical reports, like English to Tamil pregnancy records, and they are actively seeking public datasets for evaluation purposes. There was also a thoughtful debate regarding the concept of knowledge graph implementation within RAG systems for legal or HR policy use cases, specifically debating whether connecting two knowledge graphs via an edge provides genuine semantic value or is merely a superficial retrieval shortcut. Finally, in deep learning and advanced ML talks, a major recurring theme involves the critical importance of evaluation rigor in research papers. One key technical point raised was that comparison tables can often be misleading because baseline numbers are frequently taken directly from original source papers, which may have used completely different datasets or splits than the study being presented. Another highly actionable piece of advice for data scientists is about model prediction thresholds. It's emphasized that simply using a default threshold like 0.5 when running predict is arbitrary and rarely optimal, especially in real-world scenarios where false positives and false negatives carry different business costs. Instead, always use probability outputs and select your necessary threshold based on the specific risk profile of the problem you are solving.